from KQED.
The Los Angeles Unified School District is engaged in fierce budget negotiations with its teachers' union. The state's largest school district is grappling with a projected shortfall of more than $400 million. And officials say they'd only have to lay off 1,800 teachers instead of 5,000 if the union accepts furlough days. And it won't. No cuts, no furloughs. That is our plan, said the union's president earlier this week. Teachers aren't the only ones who got pink slips this year, warning them their jobs are in jeopardy. 85 school librarians face the budget axe in Los Angeles. But their situation is a little more complicated than that. To get the librarians off its payroll, the district needs to win over an administrative law judge. And that's led to a process as strange as it is sad, LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports.
In the basement of a building in downtown L.A., there's a makeshift hearing room where school librarians have been quietly defending their jobs over the last few weeks. School police wouldn't allow my microphone past the metal detectors, but the proceedings softly echoed down the halls.
In your classroom, there's a library.
One by one, librarians who got layoff notices this spring sat before a judge while a school district attorney peppered them with questions about their abilities as teachers. Do you know how to take attendance, he'd ask. How many weeks are in a school year? Librarian Allison Walker was shaking after she came off the stand.
Basically, what he just tried to present was that I don't qualify as a teacher because I've been in the library.
Under a new school district rule, no matter how much seniority a librarian may have, she's only safe from these layoffs if she can prove she's taught in a classroom in the last 5 years. Walker says, of course she has.
We are teachers in a different classroom. Of 12,000 books.
But the future of those books and the librarians who tend to them is up in the air, as L.A. school district officials face tough funding choices. This spring, they cut librarians out of the budget entirely, eliminated two key library management roles, and suggested schools consider self-service kiosk systems as cheaper alternatives to human librarians.
They really don't get what we do.
Laurel Bullock is a librarian at Sun Valley Middle School in a poor neighborhood near Burbank. She also got a layoff notice recently.
We teach the kids how to be ethical users of information, how to be critical thinkers.
I am wholeheartedly not only behind the fact that we need to have our librarians, but it's in actually the budget plan to restore them.
That's LA School Superintendent John Dacey. Last week, after the state's unexpected revenue windfall and a lot of bad press he'd gotten for defunding librarians, he told KPCC's Pat Morrison he had a new plan. Save the librarians and thousands of other jobs if the teachers' union agrees to 6 unpaid furlough days. Librarians like Laurel Bullock are now feeling cautiously optimistic, and also a bit like a political football. Bullock says she hopes librarian funding will be restored before layoffs go into effect June 30th. But as she tends to her shelves of cool science books and well-loved copies of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, she's bracing for the worst.
I'm actually doing a major weeding job because I figure if the library is going to be closed, I'm going to try and get a lot of the books into the classrooms.
What are you going to think about if you do indeed have to lock it up at the end of the school year?
Gosh, you're going to make me cry. You know, at this point, this is all kind of bigger than me. I'm just having to have a lot of faith. But to have this library closed would be a real travesty for the kids.
The school library is one of the bright spots, she says, in a neighborhood where kids don't have a lot of them. She hopes it'll be open next year. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.